It's said that Louisville is the smallest big city you'll ever live in, right? Like, everybody kind of knows everybody. There's not 7 degrees of separation. It's more like 3. Or maybe it's the biggest small city you'll ever live in. Anyways, I was talking with a coworker yesterday. He just ran into a recent ex at a wedding they both attended of a mutual friend. Said it was super awkward. They played nice, though, when they had to. But it's just a total Louisville thing to have happen where it's like, I can't even go to a friend's wedding without running into an ex.
How long had they been broken up? And was it like a contentious breakup? Like, was it a really bad breakup and there's hard feelings still?
Said it wasn't a great breakup, no. And then they had been broken up for a few months. So,
oh, just a few months.
Yeah, so still still a little on the fresh.
Still a little raw.
Yeah, still a little fresh. Still a little fresh. So where have you bumped into an ex before? We'll start with you, Dana.
My fiance and I were looking to join a church together. So we tried out a few different ones, but ended up having to veto one, even though we liked it, because my ex-boyfriend had apparently joined it and would make a point of trying to sit right by us every single week.
Oh, dang.
To the point where it seemed almost like he was stalking us at church.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Like, church is really not where you want to feel stalked.
No, no. And that's not where you want to continue to run into an ex.
No.
Yeah, I get that. Got a message a year ago. My ex-boyfriend became my boss.
Oh, gosh.
2 years.
Oh, gosh.
2 years after we had broken up.
Oh.
Very awkward at first. Now it's fine. Most of the time, I take his criticism a little too personal sometimes.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. But at least it was a couple of years removed from the relationship. But yeah, still weird. Very weird.
Wow.
Another message ran into my ex while both of us were in line for the bathroom at Bourbon and Beyond.
Oh.
Had to awkwardly stand there together for 5 minutes.
Like,
so how have you been?
No, it's probably not even that. It's probably just not saying anything.
Probably.
And just
not
standing there waiting your turn.
Probably texting whoever. You will not believe he's in line at the bathroom next to me.
Oh, shoot. Saw my ex at the DMV while we were both taking new license photos.
Oh, no.
Neither of us looked at our best.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, no. I found myself in the same elevator as my ex. It broke down. We were stuck together for 45 minutes.
That's awkward. That is where you're going to figure out whether or not there's still a spark.
Oh, yeah.
And if there is, then maybe. That's not such a bad thing.
Maybe. Didn't sound like it. That was the case, though.
Didn't sound like that was the case. All right. Hey, we could take some more of your stories because that's fun. Where did you bump into your ex? Bethany, I see yours. That's awkward. We'll get to Bethany's coming up here in just a second, too. Plus, Sarah, who's waiting on hold, we'll get to yours coming up on 99.7 EJX. I mean, it's Louisville. You're bound to bump into an ex around town, right?
Yeah, it could happen.
It's 99.7 DJX. Got one from Bethany who said, hey, back when I was a server, I waited on my ex-boyfriend and his date.
No, no.
Awkward.
Oh, gosh.
Along the same lines, Brooke rolls in and says, hey, within 2 weeks of starting a new retail job, two of my exes came in.
Oh, gosh.
One was working for a vendor of ours, so I had to see him daily.
Oh, no.
And he was the most recent ex. The other came in to shop, and I dated both of these people in a different city before moving to Louisville.
Oh, that's random. What are the odds of that?
I know, right?
That's crazy.
I know. Louisville is a fantastic city for this.
Oh, my gosh. Donna said, I ran into my ex-husband while he was on a date, and I was out with my girlfriend, so I walked over to him and said hello. It happened to be our 22nd wedding anniversary because our divorce wasn't quite final yet, so I wished him happy anniversary in front of the woman.
Oh, my. That is bold. So it sounds like that, Donna, maybe you weren't ready to necessarily end the relationship.
Oh, gosh.
And maybe it was him that decided to drop the big D on you.
I mean, 22 years.
Yeah.
That's tough to walk away from. It is. Oh, my gosh.
Sarah, where did you bump into an ex?
The awkward place I saw my ex in was when I was on a date and he was on a date. with some new person. And we accidentally sat in the same aisle at the movie theater, which was really weird. He was like four seats away, but I could tell that he like noticed me and he kept glancing over at me and my date the whole night.
How awkward would be? Hey, yeah. Thanks, Sarah, by the way. I mean, like if you both, because you both be judging the new person.
Yep. 1,000%. 100%. Got another one. Walked into my ex at a yoga class. Turns out it was couples yoga day.
Oh, no. Michelle said, I bumped into my ex at my mom's funeral.
Ooh.
And his parents were friends of the family, and he showed up. It was really awkward because I had joined the army after we broke up. So it sounds like maybe she had left, like, completely. Stephanie said, Kentucky State Fair acted like we didn't see each other, but we did.
Okay.
We had been broken up for years, though.
Oh, gosh. Ran into my ex at therapy.
Ah!
We didn't know we had the same therapist.
Oh, no.
Funny enough, had that been true during our relationship, we might still be together.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang. Oh, I bumped into my ex while we were both picking up Tinder dates at the same bar. Oh, my
God. These are funny.
Oh.
These are funny.
Yeah.
Another listener messaged, ran into my ex a few months ago at a convenience store here in town. He spotted me first and just said hello. I gave the standard, hi, how are you? And kept it moving.
Yep, just keep on keeping on.
Kept
just
it moving.
Keep on keeping on. Oh, gosh. Kelly from Crescent Hill. Well, this being Kentucky, I'm sure one or two listeners have possibly run into their ex at a family reunion.
Okay. Now, Kelly, come on. Come on now. All right, good stuff. It's 99.7 EJX.